Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, March the 13th. Today we're talking about Float Your Boat for the Food Bank. I want to introduce you to Scott Gordon. Good to have you here, Scott.
Thank you, Paul.
Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. It's important to put in Northeast Missouri, too, because how many counties does the Food Bank?
32 counties, from the Iowa line to the Lake of the Ozarks. And from Hannibal to Sedalia.
Now that's quite a few people that you're helping out.
It's a large area. Yeah, we serve about 105,000 people every month through our agencies in those 32 counties.
And obviously, you have seen that count go up each year, haven't you?
It has gone up steadily, and in real numbers, the need is more than that because there are a number of people who are reluctant to come in for help for whatever reason. We know that they're out there, but they don't show up on the radar.
Okay. I know we're going to talk about Float Your Boat.
Sure.
Let's talk about food insecurity.
Insecurity. Okay. That's the term.
If somebody is listening to us today and they've got a problem, but some people just are too proud to ask for help.
Absolutely.
What do you say? What do you say to somebody like that who really needs assistance, but they say, you know what? I don't take charity.
Right, right.
And that's a hard barrier to get over. What do you say to someone who could be listening right now and needs some assistance but doesn't want to ask for it?
Certainly. That situation is something that, unfortunately, a lot of people are facing in the world today. The stigma associated with not taking charity really is no longer there. The point of that we would say is that the resources are already there. The food that your family or you need, it has already been donated by someone who has a giving heart.
Who cares? Somebody who cares.
Yes.
Right.
And it's there for the very purpose of rescuing and helping someone get through a rough patch.
Exactly. And that's what it is. If you could be going through a rough patch in your life that you did not anticipate even a right. month ago or 2 months ago.
Absolutely.
Know that there are people out there who are giving out of love to assist you.
That's right.
So
That's
if you right. need assistance, ask for assistance.
Absolutely. And there's really no stigma attached with coming into any of the pantries that are served by the food bank. We no one looks down on anyone. We consider the folks that come into their clients and not, you know, the needy or whatever. If the people go to the central pantry here in Columbia, they'll find that it's laid out very much like a supermarket, and they go through and select what their family needs or they need, and it's very much a friendly and welcoming environment.
Yeah, and know that it's there out of love.
Out of love.
That's the important
key.
Thing. Know that it's there out of love.
That's right.
Now, Float Your Boat for the Food Bank is coming up on Saturday, April the 20th, and how is this working?
It's working quite well, actually. This is the second year. It was an idea of Dean Dean from the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources last year. About 20 boats responded to the call last year, not knowing what they were getting into, really. And everybody had a blast. It was a beautiful day, a lot of fun.
Now, this is being held at Bass Pro Shop,
Bass
right?
Pro Shop.
But how does it work?
Well, actually, the way it works is teams will sign up by the 20th of March.
Okay, so you've got to sign up by next Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes.
By next Wednesday, the 20th of March.
Yep.
You sign up and you make a donation at that time when
Correct.
You sign up?
Yep. It ranges from $30 for a family or individual to $50 for a club or a youth group, up to $100 for a corporation. And all that money goes directly to help the hungry through the food bank.
Okay. And for $100, you can buy an awful lot of food.
We can buy a lot of food, yes.
Now, if somebody signs up, What do they have to do as far as floating a boat?
As far as floating a boat, if they will get instructions on actually on our website, floatforthefoodbank.org. Uh-huh. There are complete instructions on how to build your boat, the specifications.
Oh, you have to build your own boat?
You build your own boat out of cardboard and duct tape. And it's
you build a boat out of cardboard and duct tape?
Correct. It's a
then
cardboard boat.
Do you get in this
regatta.
Boat?
Yes, two people get in this boat and paddle it. And surprisingly, the craft that we had last year were amazingly seaworthy, and they were quite nimble.
So you build a boat, you hold the boat together with duct tape.
Yes.
And then two people get in this boat that's being held together with duct tape.
And paddle around a course, which last year was fairly short. This year, it's kind of a dogleg course because we have the bigger lake out at Bass Pro for the boats to float on. So it's going to be exciting.
How deep is that lake?
It's probably 5,000 feet deep. No, it's several feet deep. We do have complete safety.
I was going to ask you that. So you've got people you've got
stationed
lifeguard there and there's safety.
And divers and everybody. Else.
So
and it's and everybody has to wear personal flotation devices.
So if somebody's duct tape gives away on their cardboard boat,
and it will, and it will,
okay.
And it will. We have people stationed all along the course to take care of that very thing. We even have a special class or a special prize for the best sinking.
Event. That really sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a ton of fun. It's
so
a great time.
If you want to do it, you got to register by next Wednesday,
really?
March the 20th.
March 20th.
$30 for?
And a family or individual, $50 for a club or our youth group, or $100 for corporations.
Okay, and it will be held Saturday, April the 20th. At what time?
At what time? The race starts right about noon. Actually, check-in will be later or earlier in the morning. We're going to have kind of a festival atmosphere there. There's going to be games and things for kids to do. There's going to be food. We're going to have some celebrities on hand. It's going to be a festival atmosphere. But right around midday is whenever the boats will race.
And how much money do you think you're going to raise with this?
We're hoping to raise... You put me on the spot. We're hoping to raise around $10,000 with this.
Oh, my goodness.
We're well on our way to that already.
That's not bad for cardboard boats.
Cardboard boats racing on a little lake in Columbia, Missouri.
Held together with duct tape.
Yep. We have invited Red Green. If you know who Red Green is, he's the handyman's helper with the duct tape. We've invited him. Whether he shows up or not is probably a thin chance, but he would love the event.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I do hope you raise that $10,000
or more.
Right. And if you want to help out the food bank, or if you want more information about the food bank, it's www.floatforthefoodbank.org, or the food bank's web address is what?
It is Share Food, Bring Hope. .org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
All right, Scott, thank you so much
for
coming by.
Appreciate it.
Let's see. Tomorrow, we've got the League of Women Voters on, and we're going to talk about public transit, specifically FastCat in Columbia. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a nice morning. Bye-bye.